Nixon versus McGovern. When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. Hunter S. Thompson. In November of 1972, we all cast our votes for George McGovern in hopes that the candidate representing peace would win. We were completely oblivious to the onslaught that would take place. Somehow, we had managed to completely insulate ourselves from the reality that surrounded us. Folks in the theater are good at that. A bunch of us sat down with a case of beer to watch the election returns. It soon became quite evident that Nixon was going to win in a landslide, and this depressed us to no end. So we started really knocking back the beers. We were in shock. I don't know how it happened, but we decided that if the state you came from went to Nixon, you had to pee on the television. We placed a plastic mat under it and spent a good part of the evening drinking and peeing. Ineffectual as it was, it made us feel better and helped express a rage that was simmering in all of us. You sure feel a sense of alienation when you find out the rest of the country is thinking in a way totally different from how you are. By the time McGovern had conceded and Nixon was giving his acceptance speech, I was extremely trashed and extremely upset. So I did the only thing I could do to express my feelings of loathing and outrage. I took a shit on the television set. That's right. It's not something I look back on with pride, but it made plenty of sense then, especially considering the condition I was in. My friends, who were definitely as far gone as I, cheered me on. While Nixon spoke, I rubbed the shit across his televised face. No doubt, these actions were the expression of a mind that had not yet properly matured. But I got a strange sense of satisfaction doing it while we watched the shithead speak. It was pretty disgusting, but at the time, it was also pretty funny. I have never done anything like that since, and I'm sure I never will again. And not because I've matured so much that I would find it inconceivable. It's just that we now have remotes, and if that kind of urge hit me, I would merely change the channel. Besides, I now own a much more expensive television, and there are certain things you just don't fuck with.